Good morning, and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Ashwini.
Good morning, Chris.
All right, here is our assignment from yesterday. Do your daily practice. Come up with a special way to express appreciation for the practitioner. Remember, appreciation is not related to performance. We're practicing unconditional love and acceptance. All right, let's hear from our first caller. First caller, hi. You are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi. This is Andrea calling.
Hi, Andrea.
Hello. I'm not really sure what I had to talk about. I've just been on here as process. I guess I feel like I want to participate. I haven't had a chance to be on this retreat, so I thought, I'd feel better if I actually participate in it rather than just listening to what people are saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's one way to celebrate the practitioner.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
So what have you seen about control as you have been looking at it all month? What are you celebrating?
Well, I guess what I'm celebrating is that I had been really, really suffering a lot with control. And what I made a conscious decision to a couple of weeks ago was to ask myself two questions. Is this leading towards suffering or away from suffering?
Brilliant.
Yeah, and
it really is the only point, right, Andrea?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Is this leading me towards suffering or away from it? And if it is, if the answer is towards suffering, then I know I don't want to do it anymore. And if it's not, then I could just be here.
Yes. Exactly, and it's been really helping. It's been really, I guess a couple things. One is just that occurred to me, and then the second is that I have been remembering to ask myself this at regular intervals. So I think those are two miracles.
Yes, I could not agree with you more, because what it actually shows us is the real truth, right, Andrea? We believe we're so controlled by our conditioning that there is an inevitability to our suffering. But when we have something like this experience that you're pointing to, it dropped in for you. It occurred to you that this is the question to ask, and that it keeps occurring to you in moments when you need that reminder. I mean, that comes from a lot of practice, right? Because if we don't train awareness to be aware, life's guidance cannot come through.
Yeah.
And so the clarity of the question that assists us to prioritize what is important, and then to actually turn to or be tuned to what guides us in remembering it, as you said, it's just a powerful experience of how we don't have to be in control in order to be unfolded perfectly.
Yeah, and I think a couple things occur to me. Well, one, of course, is gratitude for this, and then the other two things are that this can apply either to content, like grabbing my phone and looking at the headlines lead toward or away from suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And it also applies to the conversation in the head. So, it's a little easier in the content, like, do I want to choose this activity or another activity? But I've also been seeing it in my head. Is this conversation leading towards or away from suffering?
Mm-hmm. Well, it is a universal framework.
Yeah.
Right? Because one of the things that we get to with a lot of spiritual practice, and you've been practicing for a really long time, it's we really get clear about what we're doing in life, right? Yeah. I'm here to wake up and end suffering. And it just crystallizes the journey for us, right? Because it's at the content level, it's whatever it is, news or no news, movie or no movie, cereal or granola, or it's just endless permutations of, within quotes, choice that we seem to be required to be on top of. But if the only choice that you're ever working with is that, am I suffering or am I not suffering, and am I moving towards it or away from it, then it clarifies the whole, it clarifies everything. It's applicable to all contexts, and it clarifies everything.
Yeah, it's been great. I'm really happy that this was able to drop in for me. So
I'm so happy for you. It's the case of the singularity being completely helpful, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.
That was very, very helpful and very, very inspiring. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Andrea, and indeed, inspiring and very helpful. Mm. And one of the things that struck me, Ashwini, is that something that you said, which was, as we get a really clear glimpse of how deeply we're controlled by conditioning, I don't know if that's the right word, but the extent to which we're controlled by conditioning, that we can just assume that suffering is inevitable. And just that place of resignation, and then how much, again, just how what a difference it makes to just even in that place to begin to ask, is this leading towards suffering? Is this leading away from suffering for whatever the content that's in front of me or the choices that appear to be there? So, yeah, inspiring.
Well, because that is the only choice, right, Chris? That is the active choice. Either I'm controlled by it or I'm not controlled by it.
Yeah. And it's that place of an awareness getting used against us, right? So the awareness of the extent to which I'm controlled by conditioning to be just turned into resignation rather than a, hey, I don't think I'm going to stand for this any longer. I'm going to start to examine everything in terms of that one question, away from suffering, towards suffering, and go from there. So, yeah, very cool. All right. Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, this is Julian calling from Portland, Oregon.
Hey, Julian. What are you celebrating?
Oh, I'm just feeling my heart beating.
Well, if
I'm
you're
celebrating
being alive, then Julian.
Yeah, I'm celebrating feeling the aliveness, yes. I'm celebrating so much time for practice. I mean, just seemingly endless time. I'm noticing that it's easier to be aware of when I get identified during the day because there's less to do and I'm mostly at home. So I get to just say, whoa, I'm not here. What just happened? And I feel like this situation has just sort of like put me into my own workshop in a way, where there's just a lot of time for that.
Yeah, we seem to be
obviously the year-long retreat is a perfect accompaniment to it as well.
Yeah, that there's so much space to practice, and because of the spaciousness, it's the same thing that we experience on retreat, right? So much of what constitutes our daily life drops away, and so it's possible to be in really, really in touch with what's going on for us. Am I here or am I lost? And to notice very, very quickly when the identification happens, and then redirect our attention and explore it.
Yes. A helpful question I found when awareness drops in, I've gone away, is, can I feel my heart right now? Can I feel my heart?
Yeah.
And I notice that happens quite frequently when I'm doing the dishes. And just taking a moment even to turn the water off and say, can I feel my heart right now? And it's strange to feel like a blessing is coming out of this really intense situation for so many people, which for me mostly just looks like lots of practice. Yeah, I guess I'm mostly just with that. I think what I have noticed, one thing that conditioning will do is it will take all that time and it will say, gosh, you're becoming so self-obsessed. Look at how much you're just looking at your own experience.
Yeah.
You know, well, you're not aware enough of other people or other people's suffering.
Well, there's so much in what you said, right, Julian, that in the first place, that ability to turn to the life force, because, I mean, that question is, can you feel your heartbeat? It's very primal, right? That if your heart stops beating or if you stop breathing, you cease to exist. And that is what happens if our attention wanders even a little bit. If you're gone, it's almost as if you cease to exist because you're not aware of your own existence.
Right. Yeah.
Right? And that's what we're talking about. I miss my life. I miss this experience of being a human incarnation every time my attention wanders. And so to beautifully come back to what is true, which is I'm alive here. Let me experience that aliveness.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, Julian, it's often true, at least it seems to be the truth of every spiritual experience, that it's the worst of times that reveal the blessings.
Yes.
And what is hard for us to contemplate is the dichotomy that some people are suffering and yet I'm not, and I am allowed to do everything that takes care of me in these worst of times.
Yeah.
And for me, what that brings me to is a very spiritual place of being able to receive, which is our focus for this
session.
Receive the fact that there's a force that cares about me enough to assist me to do this at whatever cost or whatever expense. Because my worthiness is always being questioned otherwise, right? Just like that voice that you said says, you know, everybody else is suffering. How can you be in this happy place? But that is what life is giving you in the moment.
Right.
It's not giving you the suffering experience. It's giving you the, okay, turn to me and feel the life force experience.
Yes. And the way I'm connecting that to what you were saying about retreat is that the parameters have changed, right? Like the amount of things to quote unquote do or not do have shrunk. And then the ability to be with myself just is blooming, which is remarkable. And which certainly happened at the monastery for me.
Yes. Well, and it brings us in very much, at least in my experience, it has for me that being is so much more our natural state than doing. But unless we have extended periods of being able to adjust to that, the doing always takes away from being.
Yeah.
And while we do in that mental place most of the time, right, most of the doing happens in the mind, there isn't a space to be in touch with the heart, with the aliveness of being alive, of simply just existing and that being sufficient.
Yeah, man, ego would love to keep that a secret from this person that he loves just being.
Well, that's early conditioning, right? Performance equals acceptance and love.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly an encouragement if and when the situation changes to make some shifts in how I generally schedule my time.
Yeah, that if you practice for the next month to receive what you have, perhaps the training will hold.
yes, that's a great point.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much,
Aswini. That's how the transformation happens, right? So,
Sorry, I've got a plane going overhead, so I had a little trouble hearing you there.
I said that's how the transformation happens, through the training.
Yes. Yes, lots of training right now.
Yes. All right, you take care, Julian. Thanks for calling.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Julian. And Shwini, when we put it out like that, it really just makes no sense that just because other people are suffering and I'm not, to conclude that I need to be suffering to kind of take myself out of life in some way, then it just makes no sense at all.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah.
That we're always being encouraged by life to be in life, and then in that place that it's, for me, it's always a matter of life taking care of life, and so, I'm available to see what drops in as far as assistance goes to not only myself but to anyone else that comes across my path. So.
Yeah. I'm an instrument.
Yeah, exactly.
But only to the extent that I'm available is what you're pointing at.
And
if we're clouded by our conditioning, then it's very, very hard to be that revolving door.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to see, the attention just all taken up with whatever conditioning's got going, and I won't be available for the way in which life wants me to take care of life in that particular place. Whatever that is, however small it is, however big that is, whatever, yeah. Okay, here is our next caller. Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Liesl from New Hampshire.
Hey, Liesl.
Hi, Ashwini. I am experiencing a lot of gratitude for this practice. It's very interesting, though, the fact that I'm actually able to get on the call today. I'm seeing is because I've been a good person and done all my assignments, and I'm all caught up and all that.
So. That's what you're being told.
That's what I'm being told, right? Mm. Exactly. So that's just interesting to acknowledge. But I'm really grateful for this focus. What I've been practicing with is looking at that control of when I'm told I don't want to do this, and then on the other hand, there are these other things that I very urgently have to do. And really being able to see how both of those direct me away from the life I want to live.
Mm. Yeah, it's such an important insight to get, right, that that control can look contradictory within the ego world.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I've been playing with the things that I hear, I don't want to do that, to practice embracing those and those other things that like, oh, you've got to do this right now. This has to be done. You know, you've got to vacuum the kitchen before you leave for work or whatever. To really see that urgency and that type of must do as not coming from life at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the clue is that is how you feel, right? It doesn't feel
right.
Good. Yeah, I don't want to, or you have to, are sort of not kind, not helpful, not fun, not what you want to be directed by. And you always know that guidance from life doesn't feel that way.
Right. And I think that's what I'm really, really starting to be able to embody, that sense of what being guided by life does feel like in the body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we do experience it in the body.
Yeah. Yes. So really being out of the mind, but feeling that sense of sort of groundedness and peace in my body that lets me know that I'm aligned with life's process. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that it's a really, it feels really lovely to be in that space, and then also finding that my life unfolds with a lot more ease, and all the things that, you know, quote unquote, need to get done are getting done just beautifully.
Yes. Well, several things about that. It's such a tuning process, right? Because what you're doing is paying really, really close attention to how you can pick up that signal. Good thing we're practicing receiving for the rest of this session, right? But that we do it both ways, right, Liesl? We pay attention in order to know what it feels like to be controlled by ego, and then we pay attention to what it feels like in our, when life is guiding us, so that we can build the awareness of what the difference is, right? And then I project, as you were talking about embracing these control places, it really doesn't matter whether you do something or you don't do something, right? Mm-hmm. Ultimately, what you're practicing is not listening to the voice in your head, and that's how we train with it, right?
Right.
The thing that I don't want to do in order to train against resistance, and perhaps I don't do the thing that I'm told I should do, as simply a way of being free. That's the real point of the whole process. It's not that I need to know what to do or not to do. I just need to be free of the control. And so that ability to watch your life unfold without effort is really the absence of all of that that is overlaid on life unfolding, right?
Mm. Yeah, and it totally blasts my huge karmic story about how, you know, there's this right way to do it, and I've got to find the right way. And if I, you know, when I find that right way, I'll finally be happy. I mean, it's beautiful to see that it's just there, the joy of life unfolding.
Yes. It's so helpful when that conditionality bamboozle gets revealed so starkly, right? Happiness is dependent on what I do, and if I choose on the choice of the right thing. And until I choose the right thing, I won't be happy. And here you are. It doesn't matter what you choose, so long as you don't choose to listen to that voice driving you in those two bad choice directions.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, such a gift, and so beautiful, and such a beautiful sangha to practice with. It's just delightful. So happy to get to share my voice today. And
thank you for doing that, Liesl.
Thank you so much to everyone.
Take care.
Go happy.
Go happy.
Thank you, Liesl. And Ashwini, I'm going to bring on the next caller.
Okay.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Ashwini and Chris. This is Jen in Pennsylvania.
Hey, Jen.
Hey. It's all so great. with the celebration, what I was looking at is around control is, like a lot of people have talked about through this process, the ways that that I am controlled, and, you know, by conditioning and wanting to break free of that. And even today I was seeing so much, I am in that conversation that I shouldn't get in the queue, you know, because I'm not feeling the right way, and I'm not clear enough, and I don't have the right insights, and blah, 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 blah. But I really got it today, like, what? That's crazy. And so I pressed the, you know, *6, and here I am. So there is that.
Wonderful. It's such a victory, right? We celebrate every time we don't choose the control of conditioning over our lives. So I could put myself in the queue just because I want to put myself in the queue, right?
Yeah.
There are no conditions attached to my showing up for my own life.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that just brings tears to the eyes, I think, just as, you know, as I practice, it just becomes so clear, you know, just the level of conditions, and to keep trying to work with, you know, letting that go and focus on unconditional love, and then see the next level of all the conditions. And, you know, such a big and wonderful process to keep coming back to, like, wait, what's possible here is unconditional love for this person.
That's right. And you just brought in the most important aspect of it all, right, Jen? Because going up against conditioning in that way is really, really hard because it has so much experience over what will really push our buttons, right? But to then recognize the human being that's being driven by that, harried almost. I mean, I could just picture that being whipped and being driven and being pushed around, and you know, it's an awful, awful place for someone to live. And once we get in touch with that, there's so much more willingness to make a different choice.
You know, the conversation that day around the monk who had called in, and it was with the masks, the sewing the pleats in the wrong direction or whatever, you know, and that conversation around, it is so ludicrous to indulge, you know, these beating conversations. We can just see, like, this is a good person, you know, and that I really could hear that for this person. I was like, yeah, I really saw it, you know, like, that's all this conditioned, you know, like, she's never good enough, and all that's just ludicrous. It's a, you know, this is just a good person, and I really saw it, and I've been upping my recording and listening, and it's been so helpful, and, you know, now I feel like I'm in that place where, you know, the voices are upping their game, and that's, mm-hmm. you know, to be expected, so, okay, now I'm at that, you know, to just stay with it. Like, they're really campaigning, of course, to not, you know, to make sure that I think get to stay with, I really saw, like, this is really a good person and I want to help her. And now I feel like I'm, you know, it's really being difficult to, like, stay in that clarity of what I saw and to live from that place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the image I had is, you know, you close your ears and keep going, she's good, she's good, she's good, she's good, she's good, regardless of what the voices are saying, right? Because that's the only way you keep that message in the front of your awareness, despite everything that that the voices are doing. It's that thing, Jen, I challenged myself to this because, you know, Sherry says you can't end suffering if you record for 10 minutes and then you're listening to the voices for 23 hours and 50 minutes. And it's like, I'm going to challenge myself to record for as many minutes in the day as I possibly can. And with the space that we have, it's like, is it possible to record for 23 hours? I don't know, but I'd like to find out. Right?
Right, because
that's the level at which we have to go up against that constant barrage of negativity about who and how we are.
Yeah.
And so that's the way you get to control the message, right? You're your own publicity agent now. I'm good. She's good.
Okay, I was like, wait, I didn't get it. Okay, right, yeah, that's the publicity. Okay, I see.
Right? We all need good PR. It seems we've been contracting with the wrong agency here, right? That all it's saying is what you don't do. Now I get to broadcast. No, she's perfect. She's good. Don't listen to that message. She's good. And it's that level of lightness and humor that we bring to it that allows us to really get it.
Yeah. Oh, that's really fun. Yeah, the lightness and humor is so big. It makes all the difference. You know, it's always trying to drag me into that seriousness and then to get back to those places. That is fun. We definitely need better PR agents, huh? That's really good. Thank you for that, too, with the recording. I mean, that's such a great, because, yeah, I am upping my recording and listening game. And, yes, that always speaks to me, too, when I hear Sherry say that, you know, and that's a fun way to do it without it becoming one more standard or contest from conditioned mind, but just, wow, you know, to challenge how much could I be in recording and listening. So, yeah, that's a neat perspective, too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You take care and celebrate that practitioner.
Thank you, and thank you so much. It's such a fabulous gift to have all of this. So, thank you.
It is. Thank you, Jen.
Thanks, Jen. And Ashwini, that really does take today's assignment and launch it into the stratosphere, right? So just from appreciating the practitioner as an assignment to, can I do that 24/7?
Yeah.
Right? Can I just live in that place of appreciation for the practitioner? And see what life looks like from there. Yeah. All right, well, that brings us to the end of the show.
Well, thank you, Chris. I believe we're starting a new session today.
We are. Very exciting. So today's assignment, read and record the write-up for this month's focus. As you listen to the recording, look to see how you would like to work with the process focus for this month. Jot that down. Example, I want to explore why I can't receive someone's caring as concern for me, and instead see it as interference in my life. And so receiving.
All right. Thank you, Chris. And I guess we have a weekend ahead, and we'll see everybody on Monday.
Exactly so.
Thank you.
Take care.
Take care.